We have examples where that actually didn't happen. When you look at Sweden, when you look at South Korea, when you look at Thailand and other countries where they didn't have the draconian lockdowns like we have here. So it's possible that there would be more people killed as a result of this virus. But it's also possible that we would have reached herd immunity quicker and we'd see this virus now quieting down like we've seen with other respiratory viruses in the past. And there are some prominent epidemiologists and virologists that have put this message forward. But what happens? They're banned on YouTube. Facebook blocks them. The mainstream narrative, the mainstream media never gives them any airtime except to criticize them. Here's Dr. So-and-so who says the following. Then they have their own expert that says, no way, they're fraud. And by the way, you know, did you know that they got a speeding ticket a few months ago or something of that sort? So there's this narrative that's going forward, and I'm not sure why. I don't want to believe malintent from a motive standpoint, but it's hard not to believe that some on the left in the mainstream media really hope that we can continue this on long enough to unelect our president. And I'm sorry to say that, but I think there's some truth to that. I don't want to believe that politicians and decision makers have that perspective, but I think some of them lean in that direction where they're not entirely disappointed that this mainstream scare is going on to the extent that it hurts President Trump.